listener.
Ag Facts with Neil Gill for breakfast. Exploring issues faced by the Australian agricultural industry.
Let's turn our attention to agriculture now. Bruce Reynolds is with us once again. Good morning, Bruce.
G'day, Neil.
Now, looking out for the next couple of weeks, are the world models indicating any major weather events for our part of the world? I guess everyone wants to know when the next big system's coming through.
Good news, Neil. There, again, appears to be no major events for our part of the world. That doesn't mean it's not going to rain, but we're not likely to get those big flooding rains. The models are indicating Queensland will start to get the start of a wet season and maybe across some of the tropics, but not coming down in any substantive way to our part of the world. So the next week looks as though maybe half a dozen millimetres at most at this stage. So, yeah, it's looking like we're hopefully in a bit of a drying trend, but how long that trend lasts is unknown, but much appreciated, though. The weather of the last few days has certainly been very cold.
Certainly has, hasn't it? And snowed in the Alps as well and in Tasmania as well, I've heard too. So, yes, it's certainly been blowing off the top of those snowy peaks. Now, turning to agriculture, obviously the flooding has caused some significant damage. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I've heard of a number of producers who've had stock losses, particularly sheep, and that includes the Bathurst area as well. So sort of both sides of Orange or right around Orange, I've heard that there have been some stock losses, as well as a huge amount of fencing with those gully rakers that we encountered just over a week ago, a week and a half ago. You know, huge amount of fencing damage done, but also a lot of farm tracks have been washed out. You know, accesses to farmhouses, to farm buildings, etc. So we're talking, I'm sure, across the region, tens of millions of dollars just in this central west area in agriculture, let alone the other damage that we've seen with places like Yugowra and Kidal and Molong and Canoundra. So there's been extensive agricultural damage as well. So not that you put anything less on the damage, but we're focusing on agriculture in this particular set.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, is there financial assistance being approved to go out to producers?
So, yes, last week we heard that producers were encouraged to register, to apply. So anyone who has suffered damage, encouraged to call and contact the number, which is the Rural Assistance Authority, if you want to look it up. But the number is 1-800-678-593. There is different levels of assistance. There is grant assistance available for a lot of producers. And some of the producers, the categories have now changed. So more producers are able to get grant assistance even from previous weather events. Because this is the last of a long run of flooding and flood events and weather events that we've had so far in our part of the world. So, producers should contact, don't self-assess, actually talk to the Rural Assistance Authority officers and see whether they are eligible or not.
Yeah, well said indeed. All right, now back to weather, and how are the cold conditions that we mentioned earlier, how have they been impacting specifically fruit growth? Because cherries are coming on now, plus all those other stone fruit.
So it's certainly slowing down fruit growth. I was on an apple orchard last weekend, and some blocks have really just come to a standstill. And a lot of the impact is the overnight temperatures. You know, we've had earlier this week down to about 2 degrees, 3 or 4 degrees on another night. And that's what shuts the plant's operations down. And even if you get a mild day, 16 to 18 degrees, there's not much plant growth, so there's not much growth in the fruit. And the cold conditions, particularly those strong winds, have also impacted on fruit trees, and particularly cherry trees. They do not like strong southwesterly winds, and it does impact on plant growth, and it could potentially impact on some varieties of cherry quality. But at the moment, they're still green, so hopefully everything, as we progress, it stays dry, and we actually get a nice cherry season when it comes into December and towards that Christmas period.
Okay. Now, we've all been focusing on the flooding and the damage and trying to get everyone's lives back on track again, but there's been a little announcement, well, not little, a major announcement that's slipped through here. Apple imports from the United States. What's been announced, and what are the ramifications for Australian producers?
So, look, yes, the Australia's Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry announced back very late October that they would allow the importation of US apples, but under very strict protocols. And it's only from three states in the United States that they're allowed to bring them in. And so that's, and those protocols are there to try and stop fire blight, which is a disease Australia doesn't have, but it's pretty well in the rest of the world. It impacts on apples and pears, does impact on some ornamentals as well. From our ramifications for the Australian industry, look, as in, the US does provide a very heavily subsidised export enhancement scheme. I think it's about 65% of the cost. So you could have heavily subsidised apples coming into Australia. As I said, only out of three states of the US, not all of the states of the United States. But it could have a negative impact in the medium term. The currency, et cetera, will have a positive impact for Australian producers while the Australian dollar is fairly low in value. But overall, as it could be another competitor, and you may be seeing US apples in some supermarkets down the track.
Okay, interesting indeed. Bruce Reynolds is with us talking agriculture this morning. Thank you, as always, for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.
Listener.